It's interesting that we'd have Mark's version of this. When last night we were reflecting on Matthew's version and the power it had to change lives. And so we have now this fellow comes and he wants to know how to inherit eternal life. The answer finally comes down to follow me. So who is Jesus? He must be God. For him to be able to say to somebody, come follow me, and you will have eternal life. Now the obstacle in this fellow's life is money. He's a good man, been trying hard, but Jesus sees his heart. He says, you know, you're lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give it to the poor. You see? And you will have treasure in heaven if you do that. Then come follow me. At that statement, his face fell. And he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Now, why don't we look at our own lives right now? What is there in our life that we wouldn't give up to follow Jesus? What is there? This guy had a lot of money. For most of us, that's not the problem. But there is a problem. Or we'd all be saints. So, just think for a minute before we go on. I'll just be quiet. What is in the way right now stopping you from being a saint? Whatever it is, you can't do it by yourself. But you've got to do it. And that's why he says, how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples are amazed because in the Jewish tradition, a lot of money, a lot of possessions, that's a sign of God's blessing. And Jesus is saying, that could keep you out of eternal life. And that's why he says, well then, see, easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for somebody with a lot of wealth and hangs on to it, he won't fit. Strong talk, huh? As I say, for most of us, it wouldn't be money, but it could be. And security. You see? And so Jesus says, you know, it's easier for a camel than for one who is rich to get through, huh? The camel can't get through that narrow gate. Too much stuff on his back. They were exceedingly astonished. We've heard it now for 2,000 years, so we're not astonished. It doesn't say we're doing it. But we're not. We've heard this before. But do we do it? You see? Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, for men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. When we hear that, we go, whew, maybe I don't have to be as radical as I thought. You know, that's not what it means. It means God will give you all you need to do what you have to do. We take it to mean, you know, well, whew, you know, I don't have to take this too seriously. Everything's possible for God. No, I don't think we can do that. You know, it could be different kind of riches. Could be, you know. And you know, we got to take this stuff seriously. We're worried about the world, and God knows we should be. I mean, I was reading yesterday, one of the saints who had a vision of millions of people going to hell. Somehow we think, well, you know, unless you're, I don't know what, but that doesn't seem to be the way the Lord talks about it. Calls it a narrow gate, calls it a, you know. And so the Lord will ask of us today something. And you've already prayed, what is it in my life? Well, see what you can do about getting rid of it. I can remember I woke up one morning, I had a lovely leather jacket that the community had given me. And I woke up and it occurred to me, you got to give that away. I thought, I don't want to give that away. So before I could think about it too much, I took it and I walked across the street and threw it in that, you know, St. Vincent de Paul box. Done. Now, did that make me a saint? I should live so long. No. But it was a step. So let's ask the Lord, what's the step